Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime on a Monday evening. Hope everybody is having a great night so far. Happy to be joining you from the Senior Bowl by the time you will see this show. Down in Mobile, Alabama, got a lot of draft stuff to talk about tomorrow, and you'll see a portion of my interview with Titans GM Rand Carthon, which we're going to tape down here in Mobile. But tonight, some updates on the coaching search situation as the Titans continue to look for their offensive coordinator. We're going to go through the link to Chiefs OC Eric Bieniemy, talk about some available options that are out there, and then debut a new segment that producer Robert has done so well to put together, Rising and Falling, creatively named, the best in the business. Obviously, Robert at this point trying to add a little of his own creativity to the show. We'll explain what the new Rising and Falling segment is later on. Before we get started, though, need you guys to share this show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, no matter where it is that you're hanging out with us. We'd invite you to share us with your friends. If you're on Twitter, retweet the show in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. If you're on Facebook Live, you can share now to public. That is in the bottom left. If you are on YouTube or Twitch, please subscribe to the channel. If you haven't done so already, we'd be grateful for you that way. And certainly, anytime we can invite more people to join our A to Z Sports Primetime family, we would welcome the opportunity to do so. So let's go ahead and start this show and talk a little bit about a coaching search. Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. GaryAshton.com, your dream address without the stress, is where you get the intel edge from the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators, GaryAshton.com. Superbook Sports, download the Superbook app today. Get in on all the action, college basketball, the NBA, and the big game still ahead. Superbook Sports is where you go. TrueMap Fitness, a new way to work out, a better way to work out. I'm down 40 pounds. You can achieve your fitness or weight loss goals at TrueMapFitness.com with your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident. And Two Rivers Ford, Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet, or online at tworiversford.com for all the new 2023 model year Fords. So, over the weekend, there was some reports about Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator at this point. Now, we know early on in the process that the Titans had displayed an interest in Eric Bieniemy and quarterback's coach in Kansas City, Matt Nagy, who we have not spent a lot of time talking about. Now, it is unclear as to whether Nagy even accepted the interview with the Tennessee Titans, and we know that Bieniemy has been requested by the Titans at this time, along with a couple of other teams who are interested. And a lot of this hangs in the balance of the idea that Eric Bieniemy, who has consistently, in the last couple of seasons, tried to get head coaching jobs, hasn't been able to do so thus far. It's quite bizarre. So, looking at the circumstance for Eric Bieniemy, if he doesn't get the Colts job, it's entirely possible that this man, who's very well regarded, who has a record of success, obviously, in the NFL, who isn't the final say on play-calling responsibilities in Kansas City, ultimately that falls to Andy Reid, but it obviously is involved in the process of calling plays, so he's learned from one of the best, and he can't get a head coaching gig. The Colts, who have interviewed 75,000 candidates at this point, being a bit dramatic, but they had like 7 second round people who made it through because Jim Irsay wasn't a part of the first round, inexplicably. Why even bother to interview people without including Jim Irsay from the jump? Because you know he's going to make his own decision. Beyond me, either way, Eric Bieniemy, if he doesn't get the Colts gig, he's going to be looking probably for a lateral move with slightly more control. So that obviously brings up the Titans job, but there's still nine other positions out there, nine other teams out there who are looking for OCs at this time. The Cowboys changing things up a little bit, Kellen Moore, who we'll talk about momentarily. And so with Eric Bieniemy, three teams who have requested him, the Titans, again, the Ravens, and the Commanders thus far. So the question I want to ask you is this. In the comment section on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch, it's your Two Rivers Ford take. Do the Titans have a legitimate chance to to land Eric Bieniemy. I'm going to explain what I mean by that here in just a second, right after I remind you that your Two Rivers Ford take is made possible by Two Rivers Ford. No matter how you like to shop, Two Rivers Ford always goes above and beyond when it comes to the quality of experience that you have alongside their quality American-made Ford vehicles. They literally win awards at Two Rivers Ford for their exceptional customer service, and the car buying process is always fast, easy, and fun. They sell all new non-specialty Ford vehicles below MSRP, so you will always get the best rates and incredible financing options. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet for all your 2023 model year Fords, F-150, Escape, Mustang Mach-E, an Explorer like iDrive, whatever you desire, Two Rivers Ford has you covered in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. So, do the Titans have a legitimate chance of landing Eric Bieniemy? What I'll say to you about the Eric Bieniemy situation is this. How real a shot do the Titans have at landing him? Because the Ravens are an interesting job, right? Lamar Jackson's situation is complicated, but there's no question he's the highest ceiling player available on an offense for somebody like Eric Bieniemy to work with. Then there's the Commanders, who do have no certainty at the quarterback position whatsoever, other than they know Carson Wentz is kind of an anchor on them right now. But they do have a fun collection of skill position talent, an offensive line that was banged up this year but projects to be better than the unit they fielded in 2022. Then there's the Titans, who arguably have the most questions of any of those three rosters in particular. But you know the culture is strong organizationally, and they just need somebody to help them get back on track a little bit. The personnel, though, very, very much up in the air. So that's why when I heard this Adam Schefter clip today talking about the status of Eric Bieniemy, it made me wonder, do they actually have a chance at landing him should he not get this Colts gig?
Eric Bieniemy, we know how outspoken he has been in recent years, and rightly so, about his disappointment over not securing a head coaching job. What news do you have in that regard?
Well, he remains under consideration for the head coaching job in Indianapolis, but he is also under consideration for offensive coordinator jobs in Baltimore and in Tennessee. Now, we know that John Harbaugh worked with Andy Reid together in Philadelphia. There's a close relationship. And Eric Bieniemy has done so much in Kansas City and has never gotten the head coaching chance that he deserves. And it may be time, after the Chiefs season ends, whenever that may be, to try it with a new coaching staff somewhere else. That's certainly a possibility here. He's going to have other suitors. He'll obviously have potentially a chance to become a head coach here in Indianapolis, where he's getting the consideration. But if that doesn't work out, it sounds like Baltimore will be interested, and it sounds like Tennessee will be interested, and he has to decide what's best for his career moving forward.
So it's a fascinating situation, and Eric Bieniemy, rightfully so, is going to have the luxury of picking. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by Gary Ashton and the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. They will put you in position to succeed with the best intel out there. That intel helps you sell your home without any showings or staging, helps you find your next home while you sell your current one in this red-hot Nashville real estate market, helps you win the buyer battle and cash in on your home equity right now. Nobody does it better than the Ashton team. That's why they're the official team of your favorite teams, the Nashville Predators in particular, A to Z Sports Primetime, and my radio show. GaryAshton.com is where you go to get that intel edge. Don't sell without the intel. So, as we look at the circumstances, we know what the Titans gig is. We know that the quarterback situation is tenuous, but better than what Washington is currently working with. Not as good as Lamar Jackson, but he may, you know, it may not go well in Baltimore this year. When last we heard any discussions of Lamar Jackson, I heard Jay Glazer on the Dan Le Batard show mention that it's entirely possible, in fact, likely, that Lamar is tagged at $45 million or thereabouts and traded in Baltimore this year. Jay Glazer is not somebody who gets out there with opinions that are not grounded in serious fact. So that he would even feel it necessary to mention that I think is very, very telling about Lamar Jackson's situation. Now, that was before we heard news of the Eric Bieniemy interest by Baltimore, and maybe that's enough to show Lamar that they're serious in their commitment to helping him succeed, because John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta, their general manager with the Ravens, said at their end-of-season press conference that they wanted Lamar to have influence on who the next OC is, just as Brandon Staley said of Justin Herbert this past, at the end of their regular season after their playoff flop against the Jacksonville Jags. So it's a fascinating proposition to see how it all plays out here in the next couple of, I can't imagine it's more than days. Now that we're officially the Senior Bowl upon us, now coaches are really, coaches, not scouts and executives, coaches are really starting to get into the mix on their draft prep. So you want the coaching staff to have as much influence as humanly possible on the personnel decisions that are made, especially when it comes to a quote-unquote collaborative effort like Rand Carthon is going to have here in Tennessee. So that's certainly something I'm going to ask him during our interview tomorrow, when you'll hear that live from the Senior Bowl, 12:20 Central Time is when they'll play that for you. And it will be an interesting experience, no question. So that we'll see what comes of it. Eric Bieniemy right now very much in the mix. How much the Titans are in the mix for him, I think, is an entirely different question. So let's move on and let's discuss what else is out there at this point. At the Senior Bowl, obviously, a lot of deals are going to get done. A lot of groundwork for deals are going to get done. And there's quite a few OC openings that have now been filled. We know the Chargers reportedly hired Kellen Moore. The Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett. The Patriots, Bill O'Brien. Rams hired Mike LaFleur. Still looking. The teams I'll mention here in just a second, right after I remind you that A to Z Sports Primetime is made possible by Superbook Sports. No matter how or what sports you like to wager on, Superbook Sports is your best option out there. The app is clean. It's easy to use. When you download it, they'll match your first bet up to $1,000, win or lose. Superbook Sports always has the best odds boost and promo bets out there to make sure that you can capitalize on your favorite games. So download the Superbook Sports app today. Go to superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So you know the ones that have been filled. Chargers, Jets, Pats, Rams at this point. And Kellen Moore, who literally, I guess at some point yesterday, decided to mutually part ways with the Dallas Cowboys on Monday afternoon. It was reported that he was leaving for the Chargers job, which is obviously the best job for an OC on the market right now. Justin Herbert, a lot of promise, fun skill players there, a defensive-minded head coach who will handle things that way, so you can focus on exclusively on what you can do with this potentially superstar player at the quarterback position. Can you maximize him, which will be the best possible thing for a Kellen Moore head coaching resume? The openings right now are many. And the question that I'm going to ask you is this: who is the best name, the best OC name besides Eric Bieniemy on the market right now? Let me know in the comment section and we'll talk about it together. A reminder that these teams are still looking: Ravens, Commanders, Cardinals, Bucks, Panthers, Cowboys, Colts, Titans, Broncos, Texans. 10 teams on the board, with four of them having made hires already. Which name is the best one still out there and technically available? I think that there's Kellen Moore would have been it, but he wasn't available for less than 24 hours based on the time that statement went out. And honestly, it shouldn't be surprising to people that people like Kellen Moore are going to have the ability to move like that, because while Dallas did win 12 games this year, Dak Prescott was a big part of the problems that they had, and ultimately why they were not able to advance in the postseason. So Kellen Moore leaving from the Cowboys to the Chargers just makes a lot of sense.
Kellen Moore to be their next offensive coordinator. Colin, what an upgrade. You know, sometimes in life you feel like, in the moment, this sucks, this is the worst thing ever. Oh my gosh, I hate it. 24 hours later, Kellen Moore got an upgrade.
Absolutely. Also, it wasn't that Joe Lombardi, the former offensive coordinator, didn't create offense. They were very poor post-half. They didn't adjust. It was a bad adjusting offense. So Frank Reich got, I think, poorly fired, and Carolina benefited, and Kellen Moore shouldn't have been fired, and now the Chargers benefit. Sometimes it's rare, but good people get let go all the time, and your job is to find them. If you look at the numbers under Kellen Moore, and that's, I mean, that, there's some Cooper Rush games in there. There's some Andy Dalton stuff in there.
You know, Colin,
pretty good to me.
So that is Colin Cowherd from the Colin Cowherd Show, rather, reacting to the news of Kellen Moore leaving the Cowboys and going to the Chargers. The best OC name left out there on the board? Well, it depends on what you're looking for. I think Matt Nagy is a fascinating name. I think he's going to get a lot of attention. I don't think you can include Cliff Kingsbury right now, because as far as I know, that man's still in Thailand and has his one-way ticket. I have not seen any reports of a return trip anytime soon. Greg Roman may be more your speed, but I think that offense has proven to have some limitations. And for a team like the Titans, who have plenty of emphasis on the run game but need a more developed and refined passing game, I don't think that what Greg Roman offers is necessarily in the best interest of this team. So ultimately, I think Nagy is probably the best name who is going to be talked about at this point, given the teams that have already made these hires and, you know, not necessarily seeing a lot of movement on somebody like Sean Payton, for example, who obviously would be a head coach who calls his own plays, right now asking for $20 million a year and at least a mid to low first round pick from whichever team trades for him, because he's still under contract with the New Orleans Saints. Or they still have his rights with the New Orleans Saints, should he choose to return to coaching. So now the rising and falling segment. It's a real high level, very, very necessary to think about topic. The rising and falling report. Who in sports trended up and who is trending down this week? Let me know in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. The rising and falling report. Who in sports is trending up and who is trending down? We'll talk about it together right after I remind you that the primetime show is made possible by True Math Fitness in the Gulch. A best workout plan is what they're going to put together for you. Best for you, specifically. They are going to help you understand what it is that you need to work on. Whether you are more interested in their group classes or their personal training, True Math Fitness is there to help you achieve your goals. I love their group classes. I think they're phenomenal. I'll do the personal training from time to time myself if there's something I'm specifically looking to work on. And if I just feel like working out, they have the open gym that they offer to you. Any number of membership options available at TrueMathFitness.com. No class is ever repeated or recycled, and the classes do not push you over the edge. They push you, but not to the point where you are feeling uncomfortable with the work that you are asked to do. You will feel like a new person and a new way to work out with True Math Fitness in the Gulch. Your first workout is free at TrueMathFitness.com as a Middle Tennessee resident. So let's start with the rising candidate. Who is rising this week in sports? That's R-E-I-S-I-N-G. Well, there's no question that the Chiefs, and in particular Travis Kelce, with all this Burrowhead nonsense, they look certainly like they're stock up right now.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party! I knew he was gonna be up for one more of those.
So, Travis Kelce obviously having a hell of a time at this point. The Chiefs advancing to the Super Bowl, doing so in spectacular fashion, 23-20 over the Cincinnati Bengals, that fourth quarter wrapping up as we wrapped up the primetime show. Mahomes, 29 of 43, 326 yards and two touchdowns, not being able to run at all and not having any kind of a running game. Pacheco had 10 carries for 26 yards and was their lead rusher. Mahomes getting the critical scramble at the end of the game, plus a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness that set up that game-winning field goal. Incredible work by the Kansas City Chiefs, who are clearly rising at this point. Now falling, Stetson Bennett, who got arrested over the weekend, was publicly intoxicated. That was the reason for his arrest. He was banging on doors, wandering around downtown Dallas, or rather, I don't know if it was downtown Dallas, but wandering around Dallas specifically, where he is currently in the area to train for the NFL draft. Not ideal to get a PI as you get ready for the draft process. Stetson Bennett trending down, this week's falling candidate. Yeah, that hood is only going to do so much for you, bud. Stetson Bennett, the Georgia quarterback, national championship winner, apparently enjoying himself too much at a time where he's got the very most important job interview of his life if NFL is what he thinks is in his future. It's going to do it for us tonight on the primetime show, live on radio tomorrow from Mobile, Alabama. Remember, Titans GM Rand Carthon. You'll hear the conversation that I have with him at 12:20. Any questions that you have for Rand, why don't you DM them to me on Instagram? I'll go through a couple, and the best ones we'll probably ask two that you guys submit for the new Titans GM at Buck Rising, R-E-I-S-I-N-G, on Instagram. I'll make sure that I check my DMs tonight as I prepare for, or rather, I guess tomorrow morning, before I head to the interview site at Radio Row for Senior Bowl. Great draft coverage. I'll have you from Mobile. We'll do the primetime show down there the rest of the week as well. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Zone, and if not, 8 p.m. on A to Z Sports Primetime.
Well, are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year, we took it to the limit, and I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.